after the 13 weeks and getting the summaries from the students, these are the sorts of problems that we found, from my point of view and from their point of view. The groups were two or three people, generally one from each side of the fence, so one IS and one CS type person, and then another person. The group work was fine, because if you didn't know something, you could all pull together, and the really good groups did that. But the weak groups, what would happen was the IS person didn't have a clue, so they said, you do all the install ones and don't tell Warren, and I'll do all of the research ones and I won't tell Warren and we'll get the marks. So from their point of view, well, from my point of view, they didn't get a well-rounded enough bite at the apple, so to speak. What I did find, and this has been a proverbial perennial problem, is the assignments generally be one-off. So they install their Samba server or they install Apache and they get their web server going and they go, oh, that's great. And a few of them actually start writing web pages and use it. And then most of them go, oh, I've installed a web server. Write a home page and then forget about it. Mm-hmm. Which is not like a real sysadmin job. You know, you have to keep maintaining software you install. It's because of this one-off sort of philosophy, they thought, oh, you know, it's only a box. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't really think about maintenance, backups, those sorts of things.
But that's probably all you can do in a six-month course.
I've got the solution on the next slide. Which I want to try and see what you think. There wasn't any NT coverage. Like I said, I'm still not sure whether it would be worth me having to learn NT enough to the point where I could give a good coverage of it or not. Most of the students weren't that concerned. At the beginning they were, but at the end they thought, oh, Unix is cool, I like it. So
you might did spread it out too thin if you tried to cover both.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because the skills are really
transferable
between
operating systems. Yeah, I don't want system specific stuff. You've got to do a bit of system specific stuff.
But that's not what you're trying to teach.
No.
They have to.
The advantages they did find were they loved the hands on and they really found that was great. The fact that the course wasn't abstract, they could actually see things happening. At the end, I actually put a little question in, how has your approach to Unix changed over the course? And nearly all of them said, I never realized how powerful it was. I never realized how wonderful it was. That they hated it because they didn't understand it at the beginning, but by being forced to put up with it, they actually picked up a lot. The students also said it made them realize how complex a system, not just the box and the hard software, but the whole thing, the interaction of all of these bits and pieces was. Mm-hmm. Users, the people who maintain the stuff, because they'd never seen behind the scenes so much. And last year I got some email from a guy who'd done it the year before who had looked through the papers and said, wow, look at all of these sysadmin jobs, look at how much they pay. Obviously he didn't realise that they pay peanuts, but he was keen, he was thinking, after this I'm going to go out.